Hi, this is Sarah Clem, and you're listening to the Run to the Top podcast.
Hi there, my running friend. This is Coach Claire Bartholik, the Planted Runner, and this is the Run to the Top podcast, one of the first and only running podcasts dedicated to making you a better runner with each and every episode. We are created and produced by the expert team of running coaches at runnersconnect.net, where you can find the best running information on the internet, as well as running coaching plans to fit every runner and every budget. I don't know about you, but I certainly was not running marathons when I was in college. I remember going to the campus gym maybe a handful of times, but fitness was just not on my radar. I studied and hung out with my friends and maybe partied a little bit, but I was certainly not someone who felt the urge to get fit. Those were other people. But maybe I was actually missing out on something big. Maybe I could have found not only fitness earlier, but an entire community of friends as well. Sarah Clem certainly thinks so. She is the Director of Operations and Running Coach at Charge, an organization dedicated to igniting a passion for movement in college women. CHARGE stands for Changing Health Attitudes and Actions to Recreate Girls. They have chapters on 115 university campuses in the U.S., and their mission is to free young women from the elliptical and to show them that fitness can and should be fun. Sarah Clem has been an avid runner for the past 16 years and started the CHARGE Run Club in order to help more women learn to love running. She's coached over 500 athletes to complete their first 5Ks, 10Ks, and half marathons over the past year, and is looking forward to sharing the power of running with even more young women this fall. Now, I realize that many of the runners that typically listen to the Run to the Top are more likely to be parents of college-age women than college-age yourself, but that's part of why I wanted to highlight this topic. Maybe you don't have quite as much influence over your daughter as you did when she was little, but if you have a dream of running a marathon with her someday, like I certainly do with my daughter, you might want to share this episode with her and see if there's a CHARGE chapter at her school. And for those of you who are listening to the Run to the Top because you are college age and you found out about us from CHARGE, we're glad to have you here. And maybe, just maybe, you're the one dreaming about running a race with your active mom or dad, and you'll share this episode with them. If you're listening to this episode, it's pretty likely that you're an athlete. Not only that, but I bet that you eat healthy with a focus on whole, unprocessed foods most of the time. While that is awesome, it also means that you need to pay more attention to your electrolytes. Athletes, healthy eaters, and heavy sweaters all require a lot more sodium than you might think, especially after workouts. And if you're all three, then you definitely need more than a typical sports drink. That's where Element, founded by biochemist Rob Wolf, comes in. It's loaded with everything you need to replenish your electrolyte balance with 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium, and doesn't include anything you don't need like extra sugar or anything artificial. Stay tuned for how you can get a free sample pack at lmnt.com. And now here's my conversation with Sarah Clem. Welcome to the Run to the Top, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So you're the Director of Operations and the head running coach for CHARGE. So tell everybody what exactly CHARGE is, what's the history, what does it stand for, how does it work, all the good stuff.
Yes, awesome. So CHARGE was started in 2012 at Ohio State University by my friend Elizabeth. And she had been a collegiate swimmer, but actually stopped swimming during her sophomore year of school and started going to the campus rec center that every student we use on campus, and realized how few women were actually in the weight room. And so that was kind of her initial idea was, wow, why aren't more women in the weight room? Why is everyone just like on the elliptical and looking honestly really bored? And after kind of thinking about it more, she's like, I think a lot of women are scared to cross into that section of the weight room. And that's when she started Charge. And I heard about Charge shortly after it had been started at Ohio State. I was a student at the University of Cincinnati. So I had a lot of friends at OSU. They were telling me how awesome this new club was. And I remember thinking, I see that same divide in my campus rec center. Like, no one goes to the weight room. I don't want to go to the weight room. And I reached out to her and was like, we need this at UC too. And thankfully, she like took a chance on me. I was like, all right, let's see if we can start it at your school. And then we started working together to start it on other schools. And so how CHARGE works is it stands for Changing Health, Attitudes, and Actions to Recreate Girls. And every campus that has a chapter will meet up every week to do a different workout together. And so those workouts are led by local health and fitness studios or instructors. And they'll range from anything like Zumba to Pure Bar to HIIT workouts, running workouts, anything to really just help introduce their members to new types of working out and empower them to show them like there's so many different ways of fitness other than just, you know, going to the gym and hopping on the elliptical for an hour.
Yeah, I love the quote on your website that you're freeing girls from the elliptical. I think that's hilarious.
Well, and it can be so easy just to get into that like routine of, oh, I'm just going to go like hop on this. So we really want to empower women to feel more comfortable using the gym. They'll go together in smaller group workouts to learn how to use the weight room and just feel better about it's so much easier to go to the gym when you have a friend, I think. And then they also do socials and different like community building events too. You know, everyone in college is looking for social connections. And so that's also a huge part of our like chapters too.
Awesome. So it's fitness and social and everything rolled up into one, right?
Yes. Kind of like a fitness sorority.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, you know, the Run to the Top is a running podcast. So we want to get into the running part. I would love to talk about running. So you're a coach for the CHARGE Run Club. Can you talk about that, what that is?
Yeah. So CHARGE Run Club is a virtual running community that anyone can join. And we train for different distances throughout the year. So we actually started it last spring when COVID had kind of shut the world down. And we realized that running is honestly like one of the safest during that time and easiest workouts people can do. It's really accessible. All you need are running shoes, right? And so we realized that, but we also saw and heard from our community that running can be a really intimidating sport to get into. And it honestly kind of has a bad rap for a lot of people. They think it's like the punishment sport. So we wanted to make sure running was fun and create a community-based program that would help encourage new runners to learn how to love running. And so our first run club was training for a half marathon, and we did like a virtual race weekend. And for over 50% of our runners, it was their first half marathon. So it was really cool to be able to train with them and just like watch them fall in love with this sport that I've loved for many years. And then we kind of started building off of that. Our second run club program was during the spring. So it was like during the cold weather season. And we had people training for a 10K or half marathon. And again, just continuing to watch people who had done their first half marathon continue PR in their second one and continue watching people just fall in love with it. And then we just wrapped up our most recent run club, which was training for a 5K. So this one had tons of brand new runners, and we really focused on two training plans with their first 5K or your fastest 5K, depending on kind of what level of fitness you were at. And again, it was just amazing to hear people who had never run a mile before be like, wow, I just ran a 5K and I never thought I'd be able to do that.
Yeah, that is awesome. And, you know, to be honest, Sarah, when I was in college, I was far more interested in, you know, I studied hard, don't get me wrong, but I did not do what you are doing. I was partying. I was not, you know, I was not running. How in the world can you get, you know, 20 something year old women interested in fitness like this?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. I felt the same way as you did a lot of times in college. But I think one of the biggest things we really stress with CHARGE is finding your fit and finding things that make you happy. And we really want to reframe working out as something that's a part of your lifestyle. It's not a box you check off on your to-do list. And I think once you have that mindset shift, you're like, wow, this makes so much more sense and I can't live without it. And I also think the other component of that is surrounding yourself with other people who want to do that too. And then you're just more motivated to live that healthier lifestyle. And so that's where that community aspect really comes into play.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this works for all ages too. I mean, it's hard, you know, to get motivated on your own. I mean, yeah, you could want to get kind of fit on your own, but like, you know, when it's raining or cold or whatever, you know, you don't want to go out for a run, you know? So the group mentality is obviously so powerful. And do you have any stories of people that, you know, have gone through some of these charge programs and, you know, what kind of impact it's had on their lives?
Yeah. The one that comes to mind, like top of mind first is before COVID times, we would have retreats for our members and they would be kind of like more intimate settings. We'd go up to some cabins in Northern Michigan and just have kind of like a wellness weekend. And towards the end of the weekend, there'd be an opportunity for women to share kind of like why they charge, why they're a part of this community, and what charge has done for them. And I will never forget hearing just these incredible stories of college students who found themselves through joining charge and who shared that they would not be here today without that community and that supportive environment. And, you know, I think in college, especially when you're first starting in college, it's super overwhelming. Nothing prepares you for being a freshman in college. And charge really offers that space to like come as you are and offers a lot of healthy outlets for college students. I think, you know, like binge drinking can be a coping mechanism that students use. And so this is kind of like, hey, what about trying this? What about falling in love with running instead? And that's been always like the most touching moments is when you have a college student reflect back onto their freshman year and just be like, I didn't think I was going to make it. And then I found charge. And I think that's like the biggest impact that it's had. And then in terms of running, I'm always just so touched when I have runners email me and say, I never thought I would learn to love it. Like I thought I would just always hate this. And now I can't imagine like not going for a run. And I love that because I am obsessed with running. And I know everyone has their kind of love-hate relationship with it. But hearing from someone of, you know, hey, like this is something I never thought I would do. And then something in my gut just told me I needed it. And then they fell in love with it. There's nothing more rewarding to me than that.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So what happens after college? I mean, I want to join charge, you know, what happens when you leave the university?
Yes, we still need to figure out our alumni program. That's in the works.
Okay.
Our charge run club is open to anyone. We actually have had mother-daughter duos do it. And it is just like the most incredible thing. I think when you are able to run with your mom, my mom, unfortunately, is not a runner, but I love watching their relationships. I wish she was, because I see these like mom daughters doing their runs together on their vacations, their family trips. And I'm like, gosh, that is so cool that you're able to do that together. So anyone can join our like programming that's outside of college. So we do different, we'll do like fitness plans. We do the run club. We recently had an intuitive eating course that was really cool and powerful, especially for, we had several moms do that and they found it, you know, life-changing as well. So we do a lot of other different things too.
Okay. That's awesome. So how big is charge? How many chapters and what does it take if someone listening wants to bring it to their university?
Yeah. Awesome. So, we're at 115 campuses right now. And each chapter has between like 50 to 200 members on average. And so if someone is listening and doesn't have a charge chapter at their school, you can apply to start a charge chapter through our website. If you just go to charge.com/start-a-chapter, you find all the information there. And applying to start it is pretty easy. We do ask that you find like 50 people who are also interested on campus. You'll submit a video just showcasing your campus and your personality. And then you'll have an interview with our chapter trainer and myself. And then we kind of go from there. We have a 9-week virtual training process that every person who's starting a chapter goes through to set it up on their campus.
Great, great. So I'm assuming it's like a membership for the women that want to get involved. Is that how it works?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the dues range from like $45 to $55 a semester on campus.
Okay. So that's cheaper than a gym membership for sure.
Yeah. Cheaper than a gym membership, cheaper than a sorority. We really want to make it accessible for everyone.
That's awesome. So as we know, running is usually more than just running. So how do you support your members with everything else that is involved outside of just training to run a race?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things we do is we'll host coaching webinars throughout our different like training seasons. And so during those, we'll cover different topics like running and form and kind of like introductory things, fueling, injury prevention, making the training plan work for you, finding the right shoes for you. And we'll host those with different kind of experts. So we have a dietitian we love to work with for all about the fueling. We have a sports chiropractor and a physical therapist we love to work with for injury prevention. And it's also just a great way to build, continue building that community and having women meet each other virtually and just learn a lot. We also have a Slack group that we're in where they can ask questions, share their training journeys. And finally, we love staying in touch on social media and using the hashtag ChargeRunClub. It is so amazing to see them posting about their different journeys and just cheering each other on too.
I'd like to talk about the science of sweat for a moment. You already know that when you sweat, you lose electrolytes, which are essential for your body's best performance. But you've also been told that too much salt is bad for you, so it can get confusing to know what to do. The truth is that athletes, healthy eaters, and heavy sweaters all need more sodium, and just about everyone needs more potassium in their diet. And we don't need a bunch of sugar and artificial junk along the way. Element is the hydration solution designed with athletes and everyone who sweats in mind. Element was born when former research biochemist and two-time New York Times bestselling author Rob Wolf needed to elevate his fitness game. His coaches recommended upping his electrolytes to improve his performance, and it worked. After years of mixing his own homemade electrolyte blends and frustration with the lack of healthy options on the market, Element Recharge was born. Element comes in lots of salty flavors that even the saltiest sweaters will love, such as citrus, raspberry, and orange. It even comes unflavored for those who prefer the clean, salty taste. I don't know about you, but when I'm racing, I crave salt, not sugary sweetness. So Element can be the perfect hydration solution to replace your levels fast. For Run to the Top listeners, Element is offering a free Element sample pack. You only pay $5 for shipping. The sample pack includes 8 packets of Element, 2 citrus, 2 raspberry, 2 orange, and 2 raw unflavored. To claim this exclusive deal, you must go to drinklmnt.com/runnersconnect. This deal is not available on their regular website. So go to drinklmnt.com/runnersconnect. This deal is only valid for the month of February. We are loving Element and we think you will too. Get your free sample pack today. And if you don't love it, share it with a salty friend. They'll refund your $5, no questions asked. You have nothing to lose. Once again, head over to drinklmnt.com/runnersconnect for your salty samples. I'm sure there are college women out there who kind of see this group and probably feel intimidated. Maybe they're not, you know, super fit, or maybe they're just, you know, on the introverted side. What would you say to somebody who looks at this and says, I don't know if that's for me?
Oh, I love that question. I would say to give us a try. I think I've never met someone in charge or a runner who is mean. I think you'll find that everyone is so open and welcoming. And we really do pride ourselves on making working out accessible to everyone. And that's one of our big focuses is even if you can't run a mile, you can be a part of Charge Run Club and we will get you there. So really, really wanting people who are new to fitness to fall in love with it. And then once you're in love with it, part of our community is giving back and helping others fall in love with it too. So becoming, you know, maybe an exec leader and whatnot on a chapter. And so I think everyone has to start somewhere and don't let where you're starting discourage you from just like dipping your feet in and giving it a shot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's intimidating. When I first started running, I ran by myself for a whole year. You know, I didn't like running that much and, you know, it was a means to an end. And, you know, I was just kind of embarrassed and didn't want to like, you know, show, you know, be embarrassed in front of people who are maybe faster or better or whatever it is. So, you know, how do you address that kind of anxiety or worry that kids might have?
I think that's one of the great aspects of Charge Run Club being virtual is no one, you don't have to run with anyone. You can still be training with others and doing the same workouts as them, but knowing that you're doing it in the comfort of your own space. And I would also just say like giving groups though that are meeting up a chance is a great way to also just remind yourself that there are other people who are in the same boat as you too. But of course, build your comfort zone. And I think falling in love with running on your own first is probably a lot more powerful and makes you want to stay. And once you build up that, hey, I am a runner, and shifting that mentality of, oh, a runner looks like this, or they do this every day, to I'm a runner because I run. That's it. Like, that's all it takes. I go out and do that. And even if I haven't ran in 3 years, that doesn't mean I'm not a runner anymore. And I know that was something I like had a few injuries a couple of years ago where I had to take time off of running. And I really struggled with that part of my identity until one day I was like, just because I can't run right now doesn't mean I'm not a runner. Like, I can still identify with that. And so I think really shifting those mindsets to, hey, anyone's a runner that wants to be, and I'm just starting where I'm at, and I'm going to give myself grace and love for that too.
I love that. I love that. I just did a podcast a couple of weeks ago on this topic entirely. If you run, you're a runner, and if you're a runner, you're an awesome runner. Because running is awesome. So I'm 100%. That. Yes. Hashtag awesome runner. I'm still loving those Instagrams. Tell us a little bit, Sarah, about your personal history with running. How did you get into it? And what's your journey like?
Yeah. So I started running when I was 13 years old. I was in junior high. And to be completely honest, I started running because I was horrible at every sport I tried. I have no hand-eye coordination. And I remember going into junior high, I was super nervous about fitting in, making friends. And thankfully, one of the girls in my neighborhood who was a couple of years older was like, oh, Sarah, you got to do cross country. Like, all the cool kids do that, which was a lie, but that's okay. And I was like, okay, like, let's try this. And thankfully I was like, wow, this is one sport where I don't have to catch a ball and I don't have to worry about something hitting my face. So like, I think I kind of like it. And I ended up making just the best friends through it. And I think that's still like what brings me back to running today is just the community that I found and how supportive and empowering every single runner I've ever met is. And they just, honestly, they just want to cheer you on. No matter what pace you're going, runners are just like, yes, like I'm here for you. Yes. And so I ran cross country and track all throughout junior high and high school. I decided not to run in college. I still have no idea how people balance being athletes and being in college.
Sure.
But I never stopped running really. I just transitioned into that, like from 5Ks to, doing half marathons. And then after college, I started training for I was like bit by the bug after my first half. I was like, oh, got to do a full now. So I just kept training and training. And then I had also moved to Chicago after college. So I was in a new city. I didn't really know a lot of people. And I found running was a great way to meet new people and find my group there. So I joined a running group called Edge in Chicago. And I mean, I've met some of my best friends here through that. And I think honestly, even when I've had injuries or when training is just not going the way, you know, it never goes the way you expect it to, that the community is what always pulls me back and always reminds me like how much I love this. And, you know, I'm able to reflect too at lower points in my life, how running just really got me through it. And when I'm having a bad day, like my go-to is to go for a run. It's not like to do anything else. I'm like, oh no, I just need to go for a run right now. And I'll feel probably a little bit better.
Sure.
So that's been kind of my journey with it. I'm currently like getting into triathlons. I still love running, but my body was kind of like, we need a break from all the running. And so I'm loving that too. I'm like,
gosh, like, triathlon's like two more things.
True. I think it's been cool though, of like running has opened that door. I would never ever have gotten into that if I hadn't been like a confident runner and been someone who was like, oh, I love this. Like, I want to try something new. And also having friends that are runners who do it, we're like, oh yeah, like we can give you all the stuff. And that's like easy. So I was like, okay, that sounds good. And so it's just been one of those things where I'm like, gosh, like I'm really enjoying this aspect of training now. And I would never have thought in a million years I would be able to do that, but it's all because of running.
That is awesome. Chicago is a great running town. I'm originally from Glen Ellyn, so not too far away. It's a great running town like 4 months out of the year. Otherwise, it's too hot and too snowy the rest of the time. But running by Lake Michigan, there's nothing better when the weather's great, don't you think?
I completely agree. And I am one of those crazies that loves cold weather running, though.
So. Oh, you're in the perfect spot.
I do.
So I would estimate that most of the audience listening to this is more likely to have a daughter in college rather than be a college age woman herself. So speaking to the parents of college women, what would you like to say to them about Charge and what it does?
Well, I would love for them to encourage their daughters to look into either joining Charge at their university or starting a Charge chapter. But I do work with a lot of college students, and I feel like one of the biggest things I hear from them is just how busy they are. And I'm sure parents listening also hear this from their college students. And so I really love encouraging them to like slow down and enjoy the ride rather than focusing on like how much they can fill their resume. And so I would just encourage parents to like foster that attitude more. I know my parents really tried hard with that with me, and it made such a difference in my mental health in college rather than kind of like, oh, like you have to do this, you have to do that. So I think encouraging parents to like, they really are under a lot of stress. And that's something that I think as you go past college, you're like, oh gosh, like college was great, right? Like we remember all of these amazing times in college. And it's hard to remember like how stressful it is and how much change you're going through too. So just like giving them a lot of grace with that.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So what is the future of the organization? Where do you see Charge going in the next 5-10 years?
Yeah. So we'd love to expand to every campus in the United States and then hopefully go global. We really just want to empower as many college students as possible to find their fit and live their healthiest and happiest lives.
Awesome. And keep it to women only. No boys.
So yeah, it is focused on women and people who identify as women, but anyone who identifies with our mission, we love their support and creating spaces for them as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So before I let you go, Sarah, I have a few questions that I ask everyone. So the first one is, if you could go back and talk to yourself when you first started running, what advice would you give yourself?
I think about this all the time because I reflect on how hard I was on myself when I first started running. The three things that always come to my mind when I think about this is, number one, have fun with it. I'm not making any money doing this, right? And most of us aren't. So you might as well enjoy it and, you know, love the ride of it. The second thing is consistency is key. And I always think about how motivation is what like got me started, but the self-discipline is really what keeps me going. And not letting those days where I don't want to run stop me, and really finding ways to make my training work for me rather than feeling like I'm working for my training.
Love that.
And the third thing is just listening and loving your body. For so many years in college, especially, and afterwards, I hated that I was not the runner I used to be. I was no longer a high school athlete. And my body definitely changed, as all bodies change as we get older. And so I really look back and I regret how much I judged myself and compared myself to my like high school glory days. And so now I really try and approach running with just this like loving kindness and listening to my body and what it needs from me at that time, and learning how to like push it with love rather than push it out of anger or frustration.
I love that. I love that. And what is the greatest gift that running has given you?
Definitely the incredible friends I've made through it. Like I said, I've never met a mean runner. And I can honestly say some of my best friends I've made through running and the running groups that I'm a part of.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's the number one answer that I hear, which can be so strange because running, it's a solitary sport for the most part. And so, you know, there's such a community behind it. It's really amazing. And finally, yes. Sarah, where can listeners connect with you?
Yeah. So Instagram is the best. Charge at CHAARG is where you can learn more about Charge. And my personal Insta is Sarah K. Clem, C-L-E-M.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much, Sarah, for taking the time to be on the Run to the Top. I love your organization and I can tell that you love it too. And you're an inspiration to all these future female leaders that are in college. So it's really amazing. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Claire.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm a little jealous of all the schools that have a Charge chapter. What a great way to have fun, meet new people, and get in shape. Most college kids are focused on beer, pizza, and hopefully their classes. And to have such a positive outlet for healthier activities is just awesome. If you'd like to find out more about Charge, you can find more info in our show notes, or you can head to charge.com. That's spelled CHAARG.com. Speaking of college, next week I'll be talking to an expert from my own alma mater, Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We don't reminisce about my college years too much, and instead we get into the nitty-gritty details of the performance benefits of high-tech endurance shoes like the Nike 4% and the Nike Next. If you are a complete shoe geek, or if you are just looking for a performance edge in your next marathon, you won't want to miss it. See you then. Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast with me, Claire Bartholik, the Planted Runner. Our mission is to help you become a better runner with every episode. Connect with me on Instagram at The Planted Runner and at Runners Connect. Join the Runners Connect team at runnersconnect.net and support our show for free with a review on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show and want to get more free content in your inbox, become one of my favorite listeners and get the elite treatment at runnersconnect.net/podcast. Have a great run today.